Entertainment USA, the greatest entertainers in America as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Well, tonight I'm Dean Don Wilson. Sergeant Lou Weiner wrote us from Germany asking Command Performance to shoot a hunk of college atmosphere at the old AFRS microphone. Well, we're now at good old Wertle Bertle U tonight. And we find our new instructor looking over the place. He's got WU on her sweater, and the sergeant must have had woo on his mind. It's lovely Donna Reed.
But am I qualified to join your teaching staff?
And I believe I speak for every member of the faculty.
Why, Dean?
I don't think you'll find the courses very hard, Donna. We cooperate with our fellow workers. In fact, I, for one, will be glad to come over every night and help you with your lectures.
I don't think you'd want to.
Why? Do you know Latin?
No, but I know jiu-jitsu.
Oh. Well, now, Donna, we've got to meet the faculty of the board. The faculty, of course. They have to approve your joining the school.
Gosh, I'm nervous.
Gentlemen, this is Donna Reed. She's awaiting your approval. Gentlemen, what is your decision? Okay, kid, you're in. Now, I'll assign one of our students to show you around the campus.
How about that cute student over there?
I'll call him. Hey, you! You with the low forehead! Come on over here!
Come in, Dean! My forehead's too low. I keep tipping over.
Young man, what is your name?
Gary Moore. Doesn't it make you sick?
Moore, if you'll just show Miss Reed, Miss Donna Reed, around the campus.
Oh, she's a newcomer, huh? Well, bless her little high school background. Donna? Now we start with the script. Donna, I'm... Donna, I'm just a boy to tell you all the answers. Now, first, have you found a place to live?
Well, no, I...
Housing conditions are very tight. In fact, I myself am sharing a room with a termite.
Does he like
it? He must. He's already eaten two of the walls. But let's wander around now and look over the campus. Now, right over there is our beautiful fish pond, donated by the class of 1907. 1907, 1907. I can force it. They'll read it either way. It makes no difference. That's the fish pond, donated by the class of 1907.
Yes. Who's that old man standing next to it?
Yeah, that's the lifeguard, donated by the class of 1908. Of an old character. Now, look, down there is the building where I got my knowledge of history. And down there is the ivy-covered building where I got my knowledge of science.
Where did you get your knowledge of anatomy?
At Hollywood and Vine. It's windy down there. That's a dirty laugh. Say, Donna, what are you looking at? You see something?
Yes, this is an interesting piece of sculpture. Whose bust is this?
That is J. Russell, the founder of our college. J. Russell Wordle Bertle is his name. He's a part-time eel smuggler from Pismo Beach. He founded this college here in 1608. He sent a ferry wagon here full of books, and those books formed the foundation of our school.
Amazing.
Yes. Later, however, we got prosperous, and we took the books out of the foundation and put in bricks. Better that way. And it was J. Russell who gave the school its shining Latin motto, the motto we all try to live up to: Semper Serratus per gratia cum laude ad astra ad summa fidelis e unum.
What's that mean?
Never slap a lady while she's chewing tobacco. A lot of cleaning fluid that way. Not only that, but old J. Russell himself personally laid the cornerstone of this building.
He laid the cornerstone himself?
Of a certainty. In fact, if you look closely, you can still see one of his legs sticking out of the cement.
How charming. Oh, I smell something burning. What is it, Gary?
Don Wilson? Oh, no. This is homecoming week, you know, football season. You know, some colleges get childish about football games. Now, one college even burns a dummy of the other school's coach.
But you don't burn a dummy, huh?
Of course not. We burn their coach. This season, we have an even better chance of winning. This year, we're burning our own coach. But, you know, I played football myself, you know.
Was it exciting?
I'll never forget when my big moment came. I rushed out on the field, the signals were called. There was a shift to the left, a shift to the right, and I plunged through the line, dodging, weaving, squirming. On and on I ran. The goal line was 10 yards away, 5 yards. Then I was across it. Touchdown!
Gary, you're wonderful.
Yeah. See, if I could only do it when the other team is on the field. I had a great position on the team, though.
What was your position?
I was first baseman.
But that isn't football.
I know.
Well, then what?
Wrong rule book. Wrong rule book. I'll say it again.
Yes, you got it. Doesn't Wordle have anything like Old Ox Road? Don't you have a flirtation wall? Don't you have a lover's lane? Gary, where would you go along if you want to be alone with a girl? A girl you like. A girl who needs to be held close and hugged and kissed.
Why, to the ping pong room.
Oh, you take a lovelorn girl to the ping pong room?
Naturally. Then I can make and still have fun at the same time. That one I don't understand myself. That's it down there. We have fun at the same time. Tell you what, you want to see more of the campus?
No. Gary, stroll up this dark romantic path with me.
That's too exciting.
Gee, it's dark up here. I'll bet you can learn things here.
Yes. Lots of boys and girls come up this lane to do their homework.
What's that?
A couple of kids studying freshman physique. Again, a couple of kids studying freshman physics. Those kids over there are studying freshman Greek. That's freshman geography. Postgraduate work. Miss, you say these parents aren't the type to devour their young, you know? Miss Reed, what are you going to study here?
Well, what degrees are you studying for?
Oh, a B.A., an L.L.D., a Ph.D., and an M.A.
That's quite impressive.
No, I don't know. Put them all together and what do they spell? Balitzmasma.
Cute.
I am too. Now, Miss Reed, when you get settled here, I'll be glad to carry your books home from school.
Gary, do you carry other girls' books home from school?
Say, you should see my room. Clear up to the ceiling, nothing but books. But I'll give you a tip, Miss Reed. To be happiest here, you should go right out like I did and join a sorority.
You join a... You joined a sorority? Gary, a sorority for girls.
What do you think I'm for, ducks? Oh, and by the way, the girls here don't go around wearing sweaters all the time.
But I do.
Now, Miss Reed, would you go to a fancy dance with a sloppy Joe?
I'm bigger than I, Gary, but it's awfully sweet of you to ask me.
Oh, you can't get my goat. I'm a man of the world. Cigarette?
Yes, thank you. Well, aren't you going to light it?
What, and scorch the chocolate? Don't be ridiculous.
Well, here we are.
don't be bashful. Define a few. Fine, girl. Go ahead.
Well, other men are aggressive, as well as muscular, self-determined, and manly.
Yeah?
But you're so different.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gary, we are all alone in this dark and romantic path. Let's hold hands.
Yeah, I don't like the whole hands with girls.
Then put your arm around my waist.
Yeah, I don't like to put my arm around a girl's waist. Now, I'm going to make notes of this whole thing and then later have my head examined. I am a real jerk in this, you know. 14 character creeping, and I'm right there. But Donna, I got to go now. I want to work on my book. I'm writing the story of my adult life.
I've got a title for that story.
Oh, really? What is it?
The Green Years.
Look out. I think of a good answer for that, but look who's in the music room down there.
Who?
Our most talented student. She's rehearsing the number for the annual show. Boy, what a great singer.
Well, I know her. It's Connie Haynes.
Connie!
What song are you working on?
It's called California Sunbeam, and I just made a record of it.
Oh, yeah, that record's so good, I learned every beat of it by heart.
Really? How did it go?
Why, like this.
My plane is waiting, and I gotta make it. Gotta hurry, so I better shake it. Even with a saddle, don't you break it. Pick 'em up and don't be so slow. I can hardly wait until we take off. Got a lot of dust I wanna shake off. Got a lot of tabs I wanna break off. Brother, I'm raring to go. Got to look above the California sunbeam. From all that I hear, the weather is clear. Heaven's moving at the other end. Ain't it a treat to ride a California sunbeam? Got some coffee and cake to keep me awake till I see heaven at the other end. Don't know whether it's my heart or whether it's the motor stop. Really, it's true. Really, it's true. Holy mackerel, now we're winging. Hear that awful ballad singing. Really, it's true. Nothing can be that little California sunbeam. In a minute or two, we'll be streaking on through the Milky Way across the Silky Foam. So could we be my friend? Here's where monotony ends. Oh, California sunbeam, shining to my baby back home. Everything is setting on the lighter. Got my little lamp of love ignited. Golly, I'm so nervous and excited. No one will be waiting for me. Feel my heart and see the way it's beating. I'm talking, 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 keep repeating. Baby's waiting for that happy meeting.
I just got a note asking me to report immediately to the president of the college. I wonder what's wrong. Well, there you are, President Ishka Bibble. He
student more.
Baldy.
Student Moore, it has come to my attention that you are about to graduate, and I want to see you about a very important matter.
What is it, Brecky?
Watch your language. How long have you been a student here at good old Wordle Birdle?
4 years. Before that, I was in high school.
Oh, yes, high school. Good old high school. I'll bet high school taught you a lot.
It certainly did. I'll never forget how to open beer bottles with my teeth.
Well, Moore, you have learned a lot here at college, too. You are an educated man.
I certainly am. Now I open whiskey bottles with my teeth.
Now listen closely, Moore. Wordle Birdle has spent a lot of time and energy making a man out of you.
Huh?
We're not going to let you down. Now that you're about to go out into the world, we're going to teach you about girls.
Oh, no, not that.
I'm sorry, Moore. It is a required course. We cannot let you go out into the world unprepared. You've got to be able to get to first base with a girl.
First base? I can't even sit in the bleachers.
Exactly. So let us cover the field of women by delving into history. Now you take Cleopatra, who was bit by a snake. Snake being spelt S-N-A-K-E. But sneak being smelt S-N-E. Spelt S-N-E-K-E. The E sometimes pronounced like A, so snake becomes sneak and sneak snake. Now a sneak sneaks and so does a snake sneak. So whichever sneaks up on you, they both snuck.
What about Cleo?
I just said she was bit by a snake.
Oh, what a foolish snake to bite such a beautiful girl.
Yeah, he was a silly ass.
Oh, no. Tell me, Plexi, where did they bury Cleopatra?
Bury her? In a pyramid right alongside the mummy of King Ptolemy.
Oh, how do you know it was Ptolemy's mummy?
My mummy done Ptolemy.
Back to the beautiful dames. You know, this could bring back silent radio.
Yes. Now, Lady Godiva was a beautiful woman. She was the first woman jockey.
Oh, the first woman jockey. Did she ever win?
No, but she certainly showed. Now we take Venus.
President Kabibble, Venus was a myth.
Myth or mythos don't make no difference. Stop lifting.
I'm sorry.
Certainly. Then there was Juliet.
Well, Juliet was not a real woman either. She lived between the covers of a book.
She did?
Yes.
Skinny, wasn't she? Now, speaking of women, I have an essay here in regards to which I would like to get off fame entitled Women. Yes, they make better wives and mothers than anybody.
President Kabibble, what is your definition of women?
Well, now, women is just like automobiles. They look better in a good paint job. You can get along better with them if you use the right kind of oil, but sometimes you got to choke them to get them started.
I don't think you know too much about women.
Well, in that case, I'll turn you over to your instructor for your refresher course in lovemaking.
Hmm?
But before I let you go, I have a little poem here I'd like to dedicate to you.
Oh, a poem? Well,
how does it go? It goes like this. I wish I was a little egg away up in a tree, sitting in my little nest as bad as I could be. And I wish that you would come along and stand beneath the tree, and I would up and bust myself and splatter you with me.
Oh, hello, Dean Wilson.
Well, we're mighty glad to have you take our course, Terry.
Well, gosh, Don, Dean. Dean, Don, it must be wonderful to be able to make love to a beautiful woman.
Beautiful women? Bah, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah? Well, here's a nickel. I ain't greedy.
Now, Gary, really, women are really overrated.
Yeah?
Take away her high-heeled shoes, her silk stockings, and her fancy dresses, and what have you got?
No coaching from the audience, please. They got, but can I peek?
Now, let's start with the correct approach. Last time you saw a girl, what did you do?
I ran like heck.
That's wrong.
Well, I couldn't help it. I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. Almost caught her, too.
Now, Gary, you must always remember that a woman is a fragile creature. It must be approached with tact and delicacy. When you approach a girl, what do you say?
How about it, kid? Don't you?
No. Now, you should use the Charles Boyer type. Say to her, Mesdames, je t'adore. Je vous bais dans mes rêves.
What does that mean?
How about it, kid?
No.
Oh, ain't I a dog, though?
Now, more, remember that the best way to interest a woman is to be cold, hard to get, aloof. Now, just imagine...
Four times tonight I've had that line. I don't know what it means yet. Shows my new fillings, though, if you know.
Let's get down to the business at hand. What you want is very important. Now, Gary. Gary.
Yeah?
Just imagine a luscious, delectable blonde that has just walked into the room. She says... Kiss me. And you say no. He says, kiss me. You say no.
I must be nuts.
She says, but you're so strong, so handsome.
What do you know? She's nuts, too.
Remember, Gary, she's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
Yeah?
She wants to...
Fat, huh?
She just wants you to crush her in her arms.
Mm-hmm.
She says... Please, darling, kiss me.
Uh-huh.
But you just stand there motionless.
I'm handcuffed, huh?
No, you've got willpower.
Oh, yeah.
But again, she pleads with you. She implores you to kiss her.
No.
Oh, but the poor girl is brokenhearted. Please, please.
No. Well, all right.
Too late. She's gone.
Where? She go?
Relax. That was just a dry run. Now, we'll try you on the real thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Miss Reed, will you come in, please?
Whoa. Hello, Dean Wilson. Who's the kid with a head like a fur-bearing doorknob?
Why, Donna Reed, you know me. We met on the campus.
Right. Now I remember.
Now, Gary, you've got to make love to Donna Reed. She's our new teacher.
Our new teacher? Oh, I can't make love to her. I can't make love to a teacher.
Are you absolutely sure of that, honey?
I guess I could study nights. What do you teach?
Osculation.
Osculation? What's osculation? Well, stop mugging me and tell me what osculation is.
I just told you.
Well, all right, but what's osculation?
More and more, you're utterly stupid.
Yes, I am, and if possible, I intend to remain this stupid for hours.
Well, Gary, you make love to Donna, and I'll coach you. Show her you're a man of the world. Now sit on the sofa and get acquainted with each other.
Hello, lovely man.
Go on. Act sophisticated. Say something.
Have a cigar?
No, no, Gary. Sweep her off her feet with brilliant conversation. Make your words sparkle. Dazzle her with witty phrases.
Oh, witty stuff, huh? Okay. Donna.
Yes.
Is it raining out?
No.
Stop, huh?
Yes.
This conversation is flowing like tapioca. Now, here. Here, Gary, let me show you. Donna, my sweet, my love. Kiss me.
Okay.
How do you like that? It's my lesson and he does my homework.
Well, now, Gary, do you get the idea?
So far, that's all I'm getting, yes.
Now, watch me closely. Here's
another technique. This microphone is further away than Pomona, you know.
Here's another technique. Now, watch this. Ah, Donna, my gem. My jewel. Kiss me again and again and again.
Oh, please, Don, you're shocking that sweet, innocent little girl.
Keep still. He knows what he's doing.
Well, gang, I'm afraid that's just about the last subject on the curriculum for tonight.
Yep, Don, it's time to close up the schoolroom for another week.
But it's been fun keeping school tonight, hasn't it, darling?
I'll say. And thanks to all you fellows for asking me in tonight. Those letters did the trick, didn't they, Dad?
Yes, ma'am, they did. And they keep giving us the cue. We'll keep trying to give them what they want to hear. It's just a way for us to thank you guys for what you're doing for us.
Good luck, fellas. This is your school ma'am, Donna Reed, saying for all of us, Gary Moore, Connie Haynes, Jessica Bibble, and Don Wilson. Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.